outside is frightful.
Well, yesterday afternoon, New Yorkers were singing a happy winter song as the blizzard of 2010 rolled in. School was out, the city was giving away free sleds and hot chocolate, and all was right with winter.
Show signs of stopping, and I brought
everywhere I go, as the cold.
Then we started singing a different tune. Sure, we got some decent snow, but this morning most of us woke up to a depressing mix of slush and ice and, well, routine. And kids?
Sorry about that for those that wanted another day off, but going to school really is one of the most important things that we do every day.
You heard it from the mayor's mouth. School is one of the most important things we do every day. We needed him to tell us that. Back to school, back to work, back to blah. So as the blizzard turned to blizzard and the snowpocalypse turned out to be less than promised, let's open up the phones for just a few minutes, and then we have a segment planned on the tortured relationship between property and property taxes in the New York area. But right now, as blizzard turned to blizzard, yesterday we asked for your blizzard status. Today we want to know about your slush situation. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, just for the next 5 minutes. A quick check-in for people around the area. How much snow did you actually get where you are? They are officially saying 9 inches in Central Park. I estimated a little less than that where I live in Upper Manhattan today. So how about a quick call in for some comparative snow measurements? Anyone from way north of the city? Anyone from way south or west in New Jersey? From way east on Long Island? 212-433-WNYC, just for 5 minutes. Let's crowdsource the snow count from around the region. 212-433-WNYC. If you think you may be our northernmost listener in the New York region, if you're listening on the web in Montreal, this does not mean you, but the northernmost listener, the easternmost, southernmost, and westernmost listener in the greater metro area, 212-433-WNYC. Was it the snowpocalypse, or was it just flaky media hype? How about going from snowfall to casing a snow pall? Give us a call with your most creative description for that feeling of blizzard letdown. What are you seeing in your area? We'll start close in. Colin in Williamsburg. Hi, Colin. You're on WNYC.
Hey, Brian.
So, what are you counting the inches there in Williamsburg?
No, it's just there was no blizzard. You know, just pull up your bootstraps, go to work. I mean, you know, I'm from Cleveland. I mean, if this happened in Cleveland, it just would have been business as usual.
Thank you very much. Steve on Facebook, a big bust in NYC, barely enough for a snowball fight unless you venture into a park. Hardly a blizzard any way you spell it. George from Astoria has a poem. Ice, ice, everywhere. Too bad we didn't get a good foot. The snow is good consistency for sculpting. There's snowmen all over the city. Pablo in Chatham, you're on WNYC. What's the snow count in Chatham?
Hi. Actually, my phone's from Chatham, but I'm actually in Lake Opakon, which is even farther west than New York City, and I believe we got about just a bit over a foot. So it was pretty good over here.
Pretty good over there. Okay, thank you very much. Danny in Princeton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Danny.
Yeah, we had a little over a foot, and right now everything is like an ice skating rink. Driving is hell out here.
Yeah, and it is. Thank you. And it is very slippery on the sidewalks, too. And I really want to reinforce that. If you haven't gone out yet and you're walking somewhere, depends on how well they've shoveled on a particular block. Some of the sidewalks in and around New York City are very, very icy today. Paul in North Salem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Is there a Paul over North Salem this morning?
Yes. There is. I was just saying that the amount of hype is always in direct proportion to the diminishing snowfall, I think.
Paul's Law. We're going to call that Paul's Law.
That's Paul's Law, indeed. Yesterday I drove down from Boston. I was up on business in Boston, and we're actually staying in Danbury. And it was really uneventful.
Thank you very much. We were asking, what do you call this feeling of snow disappointment as opposed to snowpocalypse? One of our Twitter followers writes, she's totally snover it. She's snover it. And other calls it snow big deal. Jonathan in Westfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You got the most snow in the region, according to the TV?
According to Al Roker.
What else say you got?
Well, they say we got 17 inches, but I'd say conservatively we got closer to 2 feet.
Wow. In Westfield?
Yeah, it was actually a blizzard here.
And what's it like today? What's happening? Are the roads plowed? Are people going to school?
Yeah, everybody's back to business, you know, except for my kids, which makes it challenging. But the problem is I run a business, and so we're open for business again.
You can give a shout-out to your business if you want.
Yeah, it's Aztec Software.
All right, Jonathan, thanks a lot. Rona Nassau is going to be our last caller on this. Hi, where in Nassau County?
Rockville Center.
Okay, so not too far.
We have about a foot and a half of snow. I have a bench out in my backyard, a concrete bench, which measures the snow accurately. And it's beautiful. And all my neighbors came over and helped shovel my walk. And the trees look absolutely exquisite. Wonderful. We're going out now to shake off the trees to help them get rid of some of the snow that's on them.
A happy Long Islander. You may not be happy with your property taxes, though, which
is
going to be our next segment.
I do not complain about taxes. Because when we need money in government, we need money. I think that's a great myth that our taxes are always too high. I think it's not fair. I have a very good school district. I'm happy to pay school taxes.
A perfect setup to the conversation that we're about to have. Rona, thanks a lot. Glad the snow is beautiful in Nassau County. It does seem to be Long Island that's getting hit harder than anybody in and South Jersey in both of these storms in the last week. Another one's supposed to be coming in on Monday, by the way. Sarah on our Facebook page writes, everyone's disappointed with their snow accumulation, but if you are, you can feel free to de-ice my driveway in New Jersey. Brian Lehrer on WNYC and the tortured relationship between property and property taxes next.